The US Report, thanks to Peters of Kensington. Why in the World Wide Web would you shop anywhere else? petersofkensington.com.au.
Yes, well, it's got a heart in the United States of America. This is a strange story. Bernie Sanders has he's cancelled some campaign events, but at 78 years of age, getting chest pains and so on, is he going to continue on?
Well, all they say right now is that all events and appearances have been cancelled until further notice. What happened is last evening, Sanders had some chest pain. They took him to the hospital. There was some medical evaluation and testing, and they said, you've got a blockage in one artery. And they installed two stents. They said it was successful. We have not heard directly from his doctors. Everything we've heard has been from his campaign. The campaign said Sanders is talking. He's in good spirits. He'll be resting up over the next few days. I guess we'll get more updates. But as you say, he's 78, just had a heart procedure. And the presidential campaign, a long way to go in it, is an extremely grueling thing to have to go through. So we'll see how he
absolutely
does.
Whether he's able to do this. He's currently one of the top three, Elizabeth Warren, Joe Biden and Bernie Sanders. I would have thought Joe Biden over the Ukraine thing is most probably gone. It'll be interesting to see what happens to Bernie Sanders. The U.S. tariffs.
Yeah, the complaint has long been that Airbus gets too much help from the EU, giving it an unfair competitive advantage over Boeing and other American big aircraft makers. Now the World Trade Organization has approved the Trump administration plans to add $7.5 billion in tariffs to a variety of goods in Europe, including aircraft, wine, cheese, and other products. We don't have the full list. I don't know how many, or don't know the names of all of the different products. The stock market didn't like the sound of it, of course, reacted accordingly. There's a lot of worry that the trade wars will only get worse. Now, the president says they don't have to. His intention is well known. He says, let's renegotiate the trade agreements with an aim toward a more level playing field. He said he's been successful already with some countries, most notably in the EU and China, though. They've not decided it's better to work out a new deal than fight, so we'll see where it goes. The EU is expected to make a similar argument to the World Trade Organization that Boeing gets cut rate loans from the U.S. government, so they can answer back with tariffs of their own, and that's the way it'll work.
He is a master negotiator, Donald Trump, and that's what he'll do. He'll negotiate his way out of it or into it. Good to talk to you, Harley.